listening to the Dead Air Podcast hosted by Tim and Nine. Cynical views that take up space on your hard drive.
Come here, bitch! I wanna rock your body.
The voice of the people must be heard.
Who cares what you call it?
Freaking go away, you freak.
Hello and welcome to the Dead Air Podcast. As usual, I am Nine.
And I'm Tim.
And before we get things started off, it's time to light the traditional smoke. This one's dedicated to part-time sock yet again. Alright.
We love us some part-time sock. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Alright, well, by the way, I just showed up here about 5 minutes ago. We have no idea what we're going to talk about whatsoever. Well,
see, my thing was, we haven't done a podcast in a while, but there really hasn't been anything to talk about.
Now there is.
Yeah, that's very true. But, I mean, what's the point of doing a podcast if there's nothing to talk about?
That is true. You know, we try to strive to make sure that this show is funny and that we have something to talk about. We don't want to talk about how our day was. We don't want to talk about who fucked who.
I don't want to talk about what I saw in the middle of the street.
I don't want to talk about any phone calls with my mom. This is just straight funny shit about our opinion about whatever comes to mind.
So if we don't do a podcast, you know, every day or every other day or whatever, it's because there's nothing good to talk about.
Exactly. Thank you, Tim. All right, so the first thing that we're going to talk about today is all the deaths from last week.
Yeah, a whole shitload of people died last week.
Let's see, Mitch Hedberg died, Terry Schiavo died, Mitch Hedberg died, did I say that already?
Yeah, you did.
Johnny
Cochran died.
Johnny Cochran died, the owner of the Purdue Chicken Company died, and last but certainly not least is the Pope. And you know what, I say
they died. They're dead.
They died. The thing I want to say is, you know what? Look, I'm Polish, okay? And the Pope was a big part of my life. I mean, I was raised in a very devout Catholic house. Ironically, I'm not a practicing Catholic. I'm fucking agnostic, but that's beside the point. But this guy in my house is sort of revered as an uncle, you know? It was a grandpa. He was a big part of my life growing up. And now that he's died, you know, it's like something's missing now, you know? He was the one thing that Poland really had. Now he's dead. We don't have anything else. He was it. Okay? We have no big cities. We have no really pretty landmarks. He was it. And now he's dead. So we're screwed now. As the Polish community is now screwed. Yeah. But
I have absolutely nothing to say, so I'm just going to let Mike go on.
Okay, here's something you can comment on. You know what? It's good timing that the Pope chose to die now, because you know why, Tim?
Oh, because he chose to die now. But anyways, go ahead.
Well, you know what I mean.
I choose to die!
Ha ha ha. Thank you. Fuck you.
Actually, if that were true, there'd be many stupid people already dead. Must invent machine that kills people.
By will. Well, the world would certainly be a better place.
Or a machine that kills people when you want them.
Okay. Let me get back to the damn point here before we talk about the schematics of this fucking machine. The Pope didn't choose to die. His death was a good timing, because you want to know why?
Why is that?
Terry Schiavo is finally fucking off the news headlines.
That's very true.
She's no longer the big story, okay? You know what? I'd much rather watch the Pope's whole life story replayed 10 times than the whole Terry Schiavo story replayed 1,000 times.
That's true. It's not like there's anything. There's 26 years of the Pope. There's like, what? There's like 3 videos of Terry Schiavo.
That, and you know what? He was able to talk! Oh my god!
Very true.
Here's a little fact. I believe the Pope went to a fucking 129 countries in his 26-year
papacy. Yeah, he was apparently the most traveled Pope. Now they're calling him John Paul the Great, apparently.
You know what? Hey, he was probably one of the most influential popes in a long time, you know? Think about it.
Anyone we know about.
Anyone that we know about. You know, they call him John Paul the Great because he's the only fucking pope that most of us have lived to see.
Very true.
But, yeah. So, he died. Terry Schiavo's off the news. The pope. Big news story. You know what? I'm fine with it because, I'm Polish, so it sort of concerns me. That and fucking Poland is finally getting some new spotlight. We're not the stupid drunkards everyone thinks we are.
Well, yeah, you are. It's just not publicized anymore.
We are the proud nationalist people of a former Soviet-occupied land.
Woot and raffle.
In other words, we're nothing special. Okay, so, let's see. Well, that pretty much sums up the whole spiel we had today. It's going to be a short show. Less than 10 minutes today.
Woo! Wow. That's like, what, the third show we've done that hasn't been...
More than 10 minutes long?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, we got emails here and some guestbook entries here. Alright. This one, yet again, is from Part-Time Sock, and he writes in...
The subject is fags.
Yes, yes. You sods, I went down to the pub and smoked up big style after your podcast. I am weak. Nicotine is strong. Go on, kids, you know you want to. God damn it, giving up starts again tomorrow. Yes, spotted, I am a Brit. Fags are cigarettes over here, so I'm not insulting you. Well,
yeah,
not much.
I think everybody knows that. And thank you for your input in case people didn't know that fags were cigarettes.
Yes. And two guestbook entries. This one is from Katie. She writes in, you know, guys, it's technically not a moment of silence if you're counting through it. You know I love you guys. If she's referring to that one show where we gave 3 seconds of silence to Johnny Cochran.
Well,
where we counted through it.
That was sort of the point.
It was a joke.
Jokes are supposed to be funny.
Next, and I'm not kidding you. Okay, I'm not trying to be racist here, but this is how he signed it. Bruno Marcus... Negro with red hair. And he writes in, first night wasn't too bad since I have no life. I'll have to tune in more often.
He was listening to our live show, but we figured we'd read it anyways.
Yeah, he tried to, you know, promote our show.
Yeah. Weren't we going to read Part-Time Sock's blog? Didn't he write something that was funny?
You know what? I'm sure he did, but... Hold on.
Pause it.
I know. I'm pausing it now. Hi, we're back, and we found it! Okay, now, I'm not sure if he'll approve of this, but we dug around and we found his fucking blog. So, and since this pertains to us, I think we'll read it.
If he doesn't like it, that's too damn bad, because he left it open on the internet and we found it.
Alright, and he goes, I posted on the Dead Air Crew guestbook a few days back. If you read it, excuse the French. I'm not going to reread it, because if you're not regular to the show, then too bad. Anyway, they mocked me consumedly today on their podcast, and what did I do? I went down to the pub and smoked 5 whole cigarettes, the sods. I am so weak, packing up begins tomorrow. Ha. how many people is that now that we've made,
smokers?
Yeah.
3 or 4.
Oh, okay, that's a good number.
Yeah.
All right. So, this concludes the Dead Air podcast.
Oh. I want to keep pimping this. If you're interested in podcasting...
Or you want to know some information about podcasting...
You can go to podcastcorner.com, and that was freaking loud in my ears.
Yes, we have Yahoo up. Anyways, that's podcastcorner.com, your source of getting detailed information from people who actually do podcasts. Like us!
Yeah, we're on there.
Yeah, we're big. We're popular there. So that's podcastcorner.com, your source for podcasting information. So I think we're done now, aren't we, Tim?
Yeah, we're done. We'll just give the usual crap, and there you go.
All right. To reach us by email, our email is deadaircrew@gmail.com. That's deadaircrew@gmail.com.
To reach us by voicemail, Jesus Christ. To reach us by voicemail.
You gotta love the Yahoo.
It's 2063-FUCKER. That's... 2063-FUCKER. I think I'm gonna from now on just start giving the actual numbers too, because people are stupid.
Yeah, and deadaircrew.com is our website, so feel free to check it out. Well, I'm Nine.
I'm Tim.
And this is the Dead Air Podcast Crew saying, Fuck you.